Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
Welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. We have more than 20,000 businesses in Ventura County, and they are making significant contributions to the economic vitality of our region. Why is it smart business for them to locate in Ventura County? To help answer that question, we have two members of the Workforce Investment Board with us today. Victor Dollar, General Manager of Four Points by Sheraton in Ventura, one of six Brighton Management hotel properties in our area. Also, Bill Pratt, Vice President of Operations for Kinemed, a biomedical device manufacturer in Camarillo. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We've already had a very nice chat here off air during the news. Let's start off with Bill. What makes Ventura County an attractive option for businesses? What are the benefits to a manufacturer like Kinemed?
Well, to start off with, Ventura County is a great place to live. So for a business owner, there's lots of lifestyle amenities here. But really the question is, can you set up shop here and make money? And for our company, which has been here for going on 20 years, we've done nothing but grow and make money here. The resources are here. The labor sources are here. There's low-cost industrial space. There's great access to L.A., huge transportation resources, just all around. It's a great package for setting up a business and being successful.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to live here, and we always talk, you just a jump to go to a Dodger game, perhaps. Anything you want, you get in the big city, and you have a lot of fun here, too. Now, Victor, what is it about Ventura County that makes businesses like Brighton Management want to expand throughout here?
Well, I think it's really the diversity of Ventura County, but especially out here in the western part of the county. We've got oil business, we've got ag, we've got some commercial light manufacturing. So, you know, when we see a downturn in one or the other, it seems like the others come up. So it's just really a great place, and we see a lot of growth in this county in the future.
Yeah, a lot of growth and good growth here. Bill, skilled workers, that's what we're always looking for, ready workforce. It's critical to maintaining a competitive edge. How are businesses working with education in Ventura County to help make this happen while folks are still in school?
Well, through my participation with the Workforce Investment Board, especially over the last couple of years, I've seen industry come forward and meet with the nonprofit sector, the educational sector, and we're working very closely with them to get industry involved, to tell education what we need, to bring students into our facilities for tours, to be guest speakers in the classroom. There's just a great spirit of volunteerism in the county, and I've just been totally impressed with the people that I work with on this effort.
Yeah, when kids get out of school, you don't want them to say, now what? You want them to have perhaps a direction and a place to go and a place to work in the community. Victor, local government can be important partners in growing and sustaining a business. What has been your experience with local government? Sometimes it's a very touchy subject.
You know, we've actually done very well. We've worked with the City of Ventura on a future expansion now for a Holiday Inn Express at the harbor. They have been very cooperative, helped us get through a lot of the Coastal Commission issues. We're looking at an expansion over in Oxnard now, and I've been talking to the Channel Islands Harbor, and everybody seems very positive. The Economic Development Department over there with Steve Kinney has been very helpful. So we've got along very well with the cities, and they see the opportunity and the growth in a positive manner.
Now, for both of you, what would you say to someone who is thinking about locating or expanding a business into Ventura County?
Now, from my standpoint, as somebody in manufacturing compared to other areas in the coastal region in Southern California, you know, this is just a lower-cost place to do business, but you've got less congestion, your lifestyle amenities are just terrific.
Yeah, I always like to say the water that we have on our beaches is pretty much the same stuff they have at Malibu.
Exactly.
Salt to water ratio and all of that. So yeah, we have pretty nice places.
Yeah, you look at your traffic, you know. I mean, fighting L.A. and San Fernando Valley, whether it's light manufacturing or whatever it might be, offices, it's just a much better place to live and work.
There's a great talent pool here, and being located between UCLA and UC Santa Barbara and Cal State Channel Islands and CLU, there's just a terrific talent pool here.
And when you look at one thing, if there could just be one thing that you'd put first on your list that the county could really make a move for, what would it be, just overall? What would be the first thing that you'd say, let's do this now?
Well, from my point of view, because I am involved with manufacturing, and this really involves the educational sector that's getting realigned on supporting a technical education and reinvigorating that. And we do see education responding, and that's a positive sign.
I would like to ask you, what is a biomedical device?
Anything.
Yeah, but it is one of those things. Oh, yeah, those biomedical. Sure, good. Excellent.
In our company's case, we make things that we started as a joint replacement company.
Uh-huh.
So we're focused on orthopedic surgery.
Just had a birthday yesterday. Keep going.
And we make really good stuff, and we can give you a discount.
Good, because I'm running a half marathon, and I need speed.
Terrific.
So let's make it happen coming up in September. And what would you say to
that? You know, I think we need some type of a convention meeting-type mm-hmm. center where we can actually hold larger groups. I mean, we're very limited as to the size of groups we can bring in, but also bring in, you know, talent where we could have, you know, shows or other theater type options. But that would be, I think, the best thing we could do for additional growth in our tourism industry.
Rich, did you have something to add here?
No, we were talking about that because Ventura has been in need of something like that for quite some time now. And you were mentioning before that the fairgrounds might be a good spot for something like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've got the parking, they've got the land. Beautiful, beautiful location. Where else can you go out and look at the Pacific Ocean, you know, between meetings or events? So that would be the ideal spot, I think, here in the county.
One question that always comes up with people is the housing situation a problem? That is to say, the cost of housing in this county, which can tend to be higher than it would be somewhere in Riverside County or in Kansas somewhere.
I think, you know, competitively speaking, if you want to be in the coastal zone, we're the lowest cost solution in California. So if you don't care about the weather and you want to live where it's really hot or really cold or whatever, granted, you can go to the Midwest or the mm-hmm. South, and we can't compete on that score. But we can certainly compete against Orange County, L.A., San Diego, you name it.
But, you know, there are areas, I mean, you look at Santa Paula, very affordable for Southern California. So you can look at Santa Paula, Fillmore, you know, if cost of housing, and very nice housing. They've got some new stuff out there.
I happen to live in Fillmore, and one of the things that you can look at is certainly your very, very high-level executives who are making big bucks, deservedly so, would want to be that. But for regular workers, where you want to start looking at houses that in this area are $300, $400, $450, $500, you have a 20-minute drive and you're into town. So it definitely is very useful with the communities surrounding here. And also Fillmore and Santa Paula are very nice communities, too. But I kind of laugh. My dad worked for American Steamship years ago with D.K. Ludwig. And some of the people who moved from the Midwest and came here, back then when a house was $50,000 to $100,000, they were floored. And my dad would say, you know, drive 10 miles and you'll know why. Because you're in Thousand Oaks and you get the beach. So you think with the raise in costs, it's just logical it would be that because of our proximity to everything. But it would be good if we could get in just a little more entertainment here, perhaps locally. A convention center would be a nice thing. We always hear about the different developments they're thinking of to improve the area, and then you have the other people who don't want to see too much development. So it is the fine balance of keeping the attraction of a nice coastal community, but also having it a nice place where highly skilled people would want to come and live. So it is kind of an interesting balance. And being planted, as you said, between UCLA and UCSB as, you know, educational anchors, also pretty solid for this area, too. So you plan on staying here for a while?
I think, I actually graduated from Simi Valley High School, and that's where my wife and I met. So we've been married 43 years, so I think we'll be around a while.
Okay, wait, does that make you a Highlander, or does that make you,
Highlander's royal. Now, my son is a Highlander, Pioneer. I was a Pioneer.
In the old Marmonte League.
Exactly.
There you have it. I was a T.O. kid. I'm sure, yeah, there's a lot of that. So you're staying, you're sticking around.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. For more information about why companies like to do business in Ventura County and for resources to help grow your business, go to www.venturacountygrowsbusiness.com. Also, just a reminder, you can find information about free job seeker youth and employer services on the WIB website at www.wib.ventura.org. Anything else you'd like to close with to finish it up for the business community here in Ventura County?
Say, come on down, set up shop,
make it happen.
Well, and again, we we're set for another growth boom. So I would say if you're a manufacturer or you need some office space, you know, there's plenty here.
And again, when we were looking at the Four Point Sheraton, the ratio of business and tourist, what's the balance?
We're about 40% corporate and about 60%, you know, tourist. But that tourist actually covers some of your corporate tourism, like your daily visitors. So
that are coming through. So business is good.
Business, this will be the best year that we've ever had at all six of our hotels.
That's great to hear. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank
here
you.
Here on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.